Ronna McDaniel, Democrats and Independents turning out in droves for Trump in Minnesota and Wisconsin. By Hannah Blow on October 31, 2020. President Trump is attracting more than traditional Republicans to his recent rallies in key battleground states such as Minnesota and Wisconsin, according to Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. "We are seeing Democrats and Independents turn out in droves for at real Donald Trump's rallies," McDaniel said, indicating that a majority of those signing up for the recent rallies in both Rochester, Minnesota, as well as Green Bay, Wisconsin, are not Republican. "These voters are going to make a huge difference on Tuesday," she exclaimed. McDaniel provided a similar update on Wednesday following Trump's rallies in Arizona's Bullhead City and Goodyear. 45% of those who signed up for Trump's rally in Bullhead City did not vote in 2016, and nearly a quarter were not Republican. The data comes as polls in key battleground states continue to tighten. Trafalgar Group's chief pollster Robert Cahaley, who accurately predicted Trump winning Minnesota and Pennsylvania in 2016, has cautioned that many pollsters are not properly accounting for this year's hidden Trump vote. "In 2016, the worst being said about Trump voters is that they were deplorable. 2020 is a whole different ballgame. It is worse this time, significantly worse," he said in an interview with Politico. "This year had more things where you can get punished for expressing an opinion outside the mainstream than almost any year I can think of in modern history," he continued, explaining that he is finding that people are far more hesitant to share their true beliefs for fear of retribution. "It's people getting beat up for wearing the wrong hat. People getting harassed for having a sticker on their car. People just do not want to say anything," he said. Democrats, meanwhile, are increasingly worried over the prospect of President Trump flipping Minnesota, which has not voted for a Republican presidential candidate in 48 years. Trump has a packed schedule in the final days of the election, with four stops in Pennsylvania on Saturday followed by five events in five states on Sunday. Those include Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Trump is expected to visit North Carolina and Michigan again on Monday, as well as Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.